Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I said that, Steve, as far as pornography is concerned, the average age for first exposure is around 13 years old. With half of those exposed seeing it by that age, but it's becoming common much younger, with some kids seeing it as early as 9 or 10, often accidentally online through social media or search engines. Exposure, they say, is widespread, with many young people encountering violent or explicit content accidentally on a lot of mainstream platforms. I had that problem when I was on Twitter.
What's that? You were getting
naked
pictures?
I would get ads toward the end there where it was just like people that I wasn't following, but it was naked pictures. And as Ted would say, like, if you're in a public setting, if you're in an airplane,
right,
if you're somewhere, it's like,
getting ads with naked photos?
Yeah, I did not follow any porn stars on Twitter.
I never got naked.
I did not.
I know.
I don't masturbate to my phone either. I know I'm a little bit weird.
I'm just saying, I masturbate
to the pictures on my phone.
I had people that would retweet porn that would show up. But if you're getting targeted ads, you must have been looking at something.
No, that is true. People that I did follow would retweet. We know some of those listeners who call into the program.
Yeah, correct. One in particular.
And I had to unfollow them.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he knew that the public could read his comments. So there's this guy that we knew.
They're golden.
You know, he would see some chick, and then he would explain what he would do with various parts of his body. And it's like, bro, do you know that everyone can see this?
Mm-hmm.
And we know you? Like, if DM them or something.
It's one thing to like Britney Spears. It's another thing to comment on what
you do to her. Yeah.
Correct. I like all her photos.
Right. But you're not saying anything that's just, you know.
No.
Right.
This dude, wow.
What was your first experiencing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Right. I think we all know who we're talking about. Just like,
oh, yeah.
Dude,
you just get to know him on a different level. Like, dude, it's not private.
Yeah, but toward the end, I would get ads. Like, do you want to follow this porn star?
And I was like, they sent a naked picture?
I am not following any porn stars. Right. I know that for a fact. It's not that I wasn't following people that I find attractive, but I just want.
Do you get naked ads as a result of following porn stars?
No.
Right, just more enticing, but not naked.
I guess
technically
most of them are kind of retired now.
Okay.
Well, just because I'm in my mid-40s.
So I get it. Yeah. You don't have to explain it to me. Different tabs.
Right.
Click up 10 years. Hello, Christina. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
So me and my mom used to, we volunteer every year at the Special Olympics, and it was held on JBLM, I had to use the bathroom. So they pointed me to like a barracks. So I went in there and I'm going to the restroom and I hear the shower on and I kind of peek around the corner and there's a full blown beautiful soldier completely naked. And I think that was my first like full blown wow, there he is.
How old were you at the time?
13.
And okay, did the soldier see you?
I think he did, but I don't think it was a big deal. He just sort of kind of went back to washing what he was doing because I ran out as fast as I could. Yeah, so yeah. I was gone.
Here's did you tell anyone? Or is it one of those things you just keep in the pocket for later?
I think I might have told my mom, and they probably giggled their butts off. You know, they all just thought it was funny.
Look, man, when I...
You know, any harmful. Yeah.
Anytime I saw nudity, not that my parents ever talked about it, but, like, the last people I was going to tell... were my parents. Like, mm-hmm. You described the soldier. So if I walked in and saw this beautiful woman showering, somehow I knew, like, I'm not telling mom. There's no chance.
I had a weird...
It was the glistening white butt, you know, his whole body.
Oh, wow.
Are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
I got one more question for you.
Sucker, mother... and... Please keep those words in mind when calling.
Listening.
Now
white
back
bunch.
To the program.
She is writing a romance novel. All right, listening. Christina,
let me
ask you.
Did you see the whole thing? Did you see everything?
I did.
Okay.
All right, now,
saw it all.
How old are you now? Because you said this happened when you were 13. You were describing this like this happened 20 minutes ago.
I'm 42.
Oh, so it stuck with you. All right.
Yeah. Did you date? It was still beautiful.
Did you date him?
I still love Army guys.
I was going to say, did you?
In uniform. Holy smokes.
Did you ever, like, marry a guy in the Army just off this?
No, but I, we'll call it dated a lot of them.
All right. Do you think this
we'll call it dated?
Call it dated.
Is this what sparked that? Do you think seeing his glistening white butt in the shower is what sparked your interest in men in uniform?
Oh, probably, yeah. Wow. I was like, all right, they're hung and ready for action.
Oh, damn.
Hung and ready for action.
He had quite an impact on you.
That might help recruiting, you know?
I don't know.
Right?
As glistening white as.
I had a bizarre experience in Africa in the shower, all right? So this is a weird one.
Come on.
This is a weird one. So
it's a bad setup, I admit.
I know. So we're in this little small hotel. It's like a little hostel hotel in Cape Town, right?
Yeah.
And it's the night before we're leaving. It's the morning that we're leaving. The thing with the hotel is they gave us a late checkout at, I don't know, maybe 11 or 12.
All right.
But our flight wasn't out until 6 o'clock that evening. So it's one of those things where, you know,
you throw your luggage
down there, whatever the deal is. But what they had was they had a men's and women's bathroom. And then they had another bathroom that was just a toilet and a shower.
Okay.
So that if you wanted to, and we went out, we did activities, we were hiking around and doing stuff like that. So when I got back, I'm like, before I get on the 16-hour flight, I'm going to take a shower. Now, again, men's bathroom, women's bathroom, bathroom with the shower. But it basically just said shower on the door.
Yeah.
You go in there and take a shower. I am in the shower taking a shower. I have the curtain pulled. Someone walks into the restroom. They use the bathroom.
All right.
I'm just like in there. They wash their hands. They walk out. I have no idea who it was. I don't know if it was a dude. I don't know if it was a woman. I just have the curtain closed. I'm like, oh my God, someone's in here.
Is there no lock on the door?
No. I mean, it's a bathroom. It's like but the thing is, it's just the way it was set up. It was just one toilet and a shower.
Yeah.
I'm in the shower. It's a stand-up shower. The curtain's going all the way up and down. So they can't see me or anything like that. I'm just like, I cannot believe someone came in here and used the bathroom while somebody was taking a shower.
That doesn't seem that odd, though.
It was weird for me. I'm the one naked in the shower.
But that lead
with my
up,
clothes on the floor. Right. My clothes were on the floor.
Is it number one or number two?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a man. I don't know if it was a woman. Keep in mind, the water's running. I can't hear them peeing.
Right.
I just hear the flush. I hear them wash their hands. I hear them walk out. I don't know if it was an employee. I don't know who the hell it was. It's just like that is. That's bizarre. What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-RUN.
I don't know if it counts as nudity, but I feel like I saw a lot of butt cheeks.
I mean, it's
just
because
everybody was wearing jocks.
Can you show it legally, right? That's what nudity is. Can you legally walk down?
Your grandfather being like, you got to shower. Like I told you, my dad, he had to wear a jock for everything. Couldn't go swim without a jock.
What is his reasoning to go swimming with a jock?
What if you jump in the pool? It's going to hurt. I don't know.
It was just the rule.
I just assumed that error was just... Maybe somebody drilled into their brains anything athletic. So, like, if we went to play a turkey bowl.
Right. With your buddies cousins, in the backyard.
You got to put on a jock.
You do.
So, it was constant. So, I don't remember seeing his junk, but, God, he would walk around in that jock strap a lot.
Did you know that it was weird at the time, or did you have to get older to go, hey, Dad, like, people aren't wearing jocks for just general crap?
Probably, like, eighth grade.
Okay, that's pretty deep.
And you meet somebody that their parents have a pool.
in your furniture.
And my buddy Matt, I remember when he's like, why are you putting your jock strap on? I was like, oh, we're going swimming.
You put on a jock strap and go swimming?
That's what I'm saying. Every time.
That's what my dad drilled in. You don't know what's weird until someone points out, like, bro, that is weird.
Like, you know how you love, like, the running shorts and different shorts now? And I have a bunch of them that have, like, that inside almost like a mesh, swimsuit.
Yeah.
Like, but there wasn't as many of those. So I don't, you just had to wear it. He'd wear a jock all the time. Like, spent half a childhood wearing a jock strap.
Did you ever ask your dad about it?
I mean, that was just his, that was his thing.
Okay. All right.
Well, so what if? What if?
Okay.
Like, dude, just wear the jock. It's easier.
What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-RON.
So that's basically what it was. As a kid, you just learn, like, I'm not going to have this conversation every time.
Just
easier. I'll just put on the jock strap.
Just put on the jock and he will shut up.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. It's weird, though.
Yeah.
Hello, Robbie. Yeah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I was 20 years old, going to film school in L.A. To make this long story short, sat next to a kid. After a couple weeks, got to know each other. He said, hey, you want to go to a porn party? And Thrill, I think you can answer this question for me. What would you say?
Yeah, why not?
So ended up doing that, partied all night, ended up meeting a producer, kicking it off. He said, man, I want to, you know, see how you do. Let's, you got a call time at 6 a.m. And I'm like, sweet, I guess. And this is just working, not being the star.
Right, right.
And ended up working about 4.5 years. For 3 different companies with the same producer in the adult film industry at 20 years old, 21, 22, 23.
I can't think of a better age to be involved.
Does that make you more interested in the industry side? Or since you've seen behind the curtain, does it kind of, you know, make you...
Right, like,
it definitely hinders that department, for sure.
Okay. I mean, just how you... Because you see how the sausage is made. So
right.
So, I mean...
How long is the average shoot for a movie, right? Obviously, you're not going overseas and spending 9 months on location, but, like, to film one movie on average, about how long did that actually take?
Yep. So there's different companies. So the first one was Vivid Entertainment.
Yep.
Nice.
And so they do more of the bigger feature, you're going to call it feature.
Sure, yeah.
So those take about 5 days. To maybe a week, and then Digital Playground, they do more of the gonzo films.
Mm-hmm.
So those are 2 days shoots.
You don't need to explain this to Ted.
We're tracking with you,
right? Those are the two big ones.
Ted's a little smile.
You say the company, we kind of know.
Yeah.
But when you go through all this, obviously there's the director. Is the director also his own editor, or is there a separate editor? And then if there is a separate editor, how do they determine what they actually want to see in the film? Obviously, you get rid of all the screw-ups and all that, but like anything... You know, you edit a movie, you have your rough cut, they look at it and they go, look, maybe it runs a little too long or we don't need this. I mean, what are the determining factors if you're the editor? Is it just mostly the good stuff or is it I'm going to edit out the dialogue?
Mainly the good stuff. Dialogue is dialogue. Obviously, they're not actors.
Right.
You know, mainly that. And then, man, sometimes I can tell you a story. Again, I'll make it short. There's this one time where this performer, guy, he could not do the pop shot, which is the climax.
Yeah.
It took almost 6 hours.
Jesus.
Is that like blue pill stuff?
I know I'm not going to get in trouble for this. I'm going to give a little secret. They actually inject. Is what they do.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, because I know some of that stuff. Like, I mean, anything that helps out sometimes takes longer to make other stuff work.
Sure.
Right.
So do you get... Obviously, he wants to complete his mission, so to speak, but is it like, you know, if I'm filming a regular Hollywood movie and I keep flubbing the line, you know, people are getting mad at me. So this guy can't reach his conclusion.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the same kind of thing? Like, Jeff, come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The director, Axel Braun, actually, he's pretty famous in that he was asking us if we wanted to not get shown.
Be a stunt
but
double.
Just to have, just be a stunt double. Exactly.
Well, okay.
We were that close to it.
How long does it go before they ask for a volunteer? So is it like, and after an hour and a half, you're like, Jeff, you're up, man. Come on, just do it for me.
Normally this, I'm kind of, you know, this is just a really different time. Normally the guys, they're good at what they do, honestly. And same with the girls, you know, it was just that kind of situation. But most of it was, you know.
Is there anyone, is there any one performer that is still etched in your mind that you remember just based on the fact that you thought, okay, this is, that would be a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah. my favorite one is Riley Steele.
Riley Steele.
Yep.
I used to pick her up and we'd go to Starbucks and she'd always call me, you're just the cutest thing ever. I'm telling you, it was awesome.
Who was number two?
She did a lot of, she would come up here to do like shows and stuff and do a lot of radio interviews. And then again, was that, I don't know if that was Vivid or Digital Playground, but they would just send us all those DVDs. Mm-hmm.
And did they get recognized a lot outside of the set? So like you said, you went to Starbucks. Was there ever a barista or another customer who quietly is like, I know
you. No, not at all. Not that I.
Okay. Hang on, I got a question. So I don't want to say the name of it because I don't know if I can, but it was a spoof on, say, people meeting up with Sarah Palin. So there was like these two guys that
I know who you're talking about. Yep.
Right. It was Lisa. I know that was Lisa Ann. But there's one scene with these two guys just have the worst Russian accent. Like, was it hard not to laugh when they were trying to like act?
Yes. To be honest, I'm just going to say this. The guys are douchebags. I'm sorry if I can say that.
Yeah, you're good, man.
I think it was Nail and Palin. Wasn't it the movie?
That was the movie.
Yeah.
Good job, Bob.
Well, I mean, it's, you can say that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh, hello?
He said too much.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
I'm here. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. They are. They're the worst in a sense. The girls are cool.
I can believe it. Okay. Sounds like you had a pretty good younger 20s there.
Yeah, you know, I used to be peeping Tom for a little bit when I was young, just watching, and then you get used to it and see it, and it's just it's kind of the norm. And yeah, I just thought I'd share my experience.
We appreciate it.
It almost sounds like it just sucks the excitement out of it.
That's what I was going to say.
You know, like when you do it every day, kind of like, oh my God, I have a 6 a.m. shoot, right? Because everybody else is like, that's awesome. It's probably work is work, buddy.
I mean, I just know from like going down to the Bunny Ranch for my 30th.
Yeah.
And then Dennis would always invite me to his birthday. So I went down there a few years in a row, right? And it's the one day of the year that you can swim in the pool because it's usually just for the girls. But a lot of those girls that work down there are also adult actresses.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny just kind of hanging out and drinking with them. Like,
I'm pulling up Riley Steele.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But like I remember talking to
Ted, she's exactly as you described.
Right. One girl just talking to her and she's like, yeah, I do all the college stuff and everything. I'm like, how old are you? She's like, I'm 19. I was like, but I'm kind of hammered. I'm like, no, you're not. And she's like, all right, just do not. And I won't use her name. She's like, do not tell anybody. I was like, all right. She's like, I'm 26. But like my whole shtick is I'm a college girl.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, all right. I get it.
Sure, so, man.
Yeah.
What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I take my son to the river and we go rock hounding a lot. And this guy was doing the same thing we were. And he was telling us a story how the game wardens were trying to give people tickets the day before. So we finish up and we're on our way back. And my son rounds the corner first and he's kind of just staring. And I'm like, oh no, it's a game warden or something. And I peek around the corner and it's a dude and a chick just going to town on each other.
Oh, and how old's your kid?
He's 13.
All right.
Well, I mean, he knows how babies are made.
Yeah, he definitely does.
But you don't expect to see that.
Yeah, and then we get a little closer, and the guy's got an ankle bracelet on, and my son's like, not only did I see two people doing it, I seen a criminal doing it.
He knew that much.
Right. Yeah. It was funny.
Good times.
Somehow the ankle bracelet makes it better.
Well, at least you didn't have to explain anything.
Somebody sent me a video the other day of a guy, I want to say it was in Houston.
All right.
And he had a fake ankle bracelet on that he was filling with liquor.
Oh, so he thought it'd be better to look like I'm on probation.
Or something.
Than to try to sneak it in like a normal person.
Right. Jesus. It's just like going into a bar and it's like,
really, bro?
Damn, man.
What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola. Hola.
Right. So we were out in the woods with my dad for like almost a week, right? And we were camping or whatever the hell we were doing. But we went to his buddy's house. We were at this lake. And there's these people, like all these kids at the summer camp. And they're going by skiing in this boat. And my dad hands me and my two brothers each a bar of soap and says, go down to the lake, strip and, you know, wash yourself. And we're like, what? They're going by in the boat. And he's like, whatever, just go do it, you know, before you get your high tan. So we do that. But then we look up because everybody starts screaming in the boat. And my dad's standing on top of the hill holding a hose in one hand and a bar of soap in the other, lathering himself up, doing almost like the Captain Morgan pose. Yeah. And I think I was about 8 or 9 years old at that time. And I was so embarrassed. But the older I got, the more I'd laugh about it, man.
That's how that's going to work.
I just don't think he cares.
He clearly does not care.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and not at all. Not at all. And he wasn't like a really well-endowed dude either. And he just had no shame.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad. I got a bigger one than you do, and I'm only 8 years old.
I feel like that's how it is, man. Honestly. Anytime, you know, like, you have this image in your mind.
Oh, God.
Like, you go to the nudist resort, whatever. I told you, we were in Vegas. They had the topless pool on the other side. I think we were at the Mirage. It was Castle's wedding, but me and Batman were like, hey, we tell our wives, we're going to go over to the other pool. And they're like, have fun. So the worst part is there's only about 8 people over there. Maybe 4 of them are in the water. I cannot explain how ugly these people were, but we walk over. So we're in the water. And we're like, all right, what's the exit strategy so that we're not as obvious? as we know we are. In other words, we're sorely disappointed, but we're in the pool, so we're kind of looking around, and I just cannot explain how gross it was. And I'm like, these are not the topless people you want to see, but this is reality. This is what you correct. Get when you go to these places. So we hung out for like 5 minutes, and then very loudly, he's like, hey, should we get a beer? I'm like, oh, yeah. That way we can get out. But I mean, as soon as we got over there, I'm like, this was a nightmare. And apparently our wives already knew, because when we came back, they're both smiling. Like, back so soon, it's like, it was awful. Horrible.
What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ben's Room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Who's next? Last count up at 4:30 yesterday. We were talking about movies. And when you first saw some nudity in a movie.
Yeah.
Couple here. The sex scene from Love Actually. I remember watching it with my parents when I was 10 or so. I was young, but they were looking at me and it was creepy. Coming to America,
your parents
Eddie Murphy.
Are looking at you?
Well, to see what your reaction is to seeing nudity.
God, don't do that.
Rosie Perez's nipple. Do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. That is on the list. Family trip to New Orleans, enough said. We're in a French Quarter.
Yeah.
Titanic when I was 9. The bouncing pair in the movie Airplane. Porky's, another one. I forgot to put the VHS back in its place. That's how my dad caught me. Braveheart had a sex scene you could see better if you pumped up the brightness. American Pie at age 13. Total Recall. I got to see three boobs. Better than two. Another one says Splash, which was a Disney movie.
Did she get
with
naked?
Daryl Hannah.
I know, yeah. She was almost naked a lot, but
not now when they do it now, but in the original it was.
Was she?
Yes, they have changed that.
I remember I wanted to, but when I saw it, her hair always covered her boobs.
Right.
And
Blue Lagoon with Brooke Shields, Jamie Lee Curtis, Trading Places, Vacation
the Blue Lagoon
with Beverly D'Angelo, Gwyneth Paltrow in Shakespeare in Love, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yep.
Woman in Red, Kelly LeBrock.
Yep.
Rosie Perez in White Men Can't Jump. What else we got here?
Oh, Disney built Touchstone Pictures.
Okay.
For Splash.
I see.
Because they didn't want to release it underneath the Disney.
Oh, umbrella. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
9 or 10 years old, I saw Kevin Bacon's wiener in Wild Things. Bo Derek in 10, 9.5 weeks. Pam Anderson in Barbed Wire.
Oh, great film. Well,
not a great film, but yes.
Sorry.
You know, it had its moments. Yeah. Our question, what was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. I ran into Steve in Lake Stevens about 25 years ago, so yeah.
Wow. Okay. Been a hot minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So, yeah, no, I was in Germany on an exchange and had no idea. I was 15 years old and went to the lake with the family I was with, and every girl there was topless, and it was wonderful.
Now, were the family you were staying with, did they have any daughters with them?
They did, and yes, it did. Yes, it was wonderful.
And did you play it cool? Did they give you any looks? I mean, like, what do you... Because, like you said, this is not what you expect.
The daughter and I hooked up. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Okay, I was going to say, like... I would want to tell my friends right away, but when you're in Germany, you can't really just start making international phone calls.
Right.
Like, you know, Brian, you're not going to believe this. I'm in Germany.
Yeah, yeah. Because
he would get on a plane.
Yeah.
He wanted to be an exchange student, too.
Yeah. No, that was great. The daughter was, she and I actually had a long distance relationship going for a little while. And yeah, it was wonderful. So, and the first movies I ever saw were there on the lake.
Wow. Okay. The first boobies.
15. Boobies. You got a lot done that vacation. You probably really like Germany.
Yeah. Very positive thoughts of Germany.
It's easy to remember the first name.
Oh, the first boobs?
First boobs,
yeah, Amy. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Susan. Yeah, girl named Tara.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, man, it's like anything. Like, you were the first. We didn't have sex, but I saw your boobs.
Yeah.
And you volunteered for me to see them. That's the difference.
Correct. Right.
You're like, oh, yeah. Because trust me, the first boobs I saw in a person is probably a very old woman, possibly my grandmother, leaning over to pick something up. And they just come rolling towards you. And you're like, I did not want to see that.
No, I saw 99-year-old nudity on Thanksgiving.
Well, did not.
Butt naked.
For the most part.
Mm.
I won't get into the details. Cause
We're not asking you to.
As I say, not nudity, but I remember there was a family friend, again, whose last name was Smith. He was not related to any Smiths of D.C. area that are related to my family. I got to put that out there. He had an Audi that had to be 4 inches long.
Ew.
And I just remember the first time I saw him in a t-shirt, I was just like, I remember I asked my brother, I said, why does he have two penises? And my brother was like, it's an Audi, but just, dude. And, I mean, you know what? In retrospect, there might have been something seriously wrong with that guy.
Yes,
there was.
Yeah. Yes. And he outlived everybody.
Of course he
did. My grandparents, everybody in that turkey thicket neighborhood. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Frank Smith's still alive right now.
With a little belly snorkel.
And he was one of those guys, too, like, you couldn't ever see him wasted because he was always just drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a couple family friends like that. We guy visited the house. My dad, he bought, it was, I think, 3 handles of Jack. But the dude was going to be in town for the weekend was the thing. So I knew this guy drank Jack Daniels. And I looked at my mom and I'm like, why did he buy 3 bottles of Jack Daniels? You guys plan on getting drunk? I've never seen him drunk. My mother looked at me and said, baby, you've never seen him sober in your life. And he's still alive. I'm a grown-ass man now. And she's right. Now that you can tell. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's never been sober a day that I've known him.
What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So, just a short backstory. Me and my sister were only a year and a month apart. When I was 16, she had a best friend who was also 16. I was in love with her. Wanted to date her. Wanted to marry her. All of the above. So I come from a very conservative family. She wasn't allowed to wear anything provocative or sexy or anything like that. So they used to go and they used to buy thongs together and sneak them without my parents knowing. Well, they just got back from the mall one day and we lived in a really old house and they want to try on everything they bought. So sister goes in her room, friend goes in the bathroom. Well, there's this iron vent that goes from the laundry room into the bathroom and you can pretty much see the entire bathroom. but it was kind of behind the dryer. So I know the friends in the bathroom changing. So I go in the laundry room and I'm like squeezing in between the wall and the dryer to look through this vent to see her. And I caught like full head to toe, butt naked. I was loving it. 30 seconds later, I hear, "You're a creep," from behind me.
Oh!
And I just completely beat myself up trying to get out of between the dryer and the wall. My sister's standing right there, and she's like, "What are you doing?" I don't know, fixing a dryer or something like that.
Sure you are. So,
from that point on, I was even more in love with her. And every time she'd come over, man, she used to tease me. She's like, "I'm going to go in the bathroom. You going to go watch me through the vent?"
Yes,
if I can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will be right there. You be right there. I'll be right there.
Whatever happened to her? Do you know?
Well, it's been about 30 years, and we've been married for 28.
Oh, wow. That's the woman you're married to.
That's the woman I'm married to.
All right.
Jesus.
Wow. You weren't kidding.
She would not date me at all in high school. She wanted nothing to do with me. And somehow that just evolved. I'm going with the peeking through the vent story as what started it all. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's definitely what
I'm going to say. It's not. Typically, that's not the best come on with most women. But in your case, we can't argue it. You said you've been with her for like 28, 30 years, something like that.
Yeah, 28 years we've been married.
So what was it? So you're already creepy, right? Quote unquote. She doesn't want anything to do with you in high school. What was the turning point? When did she finally say, you know what, you're not so bad?
You know, I don't know. I just kept on her. Just every time she'd come over, "Hey, Lisa, how's it going? Want to go to the movies? Want to do this? Want to do that?" And eventually she just, I think she felt sorry, so she just gave in. But then once we started dating, okay, you're not that bad. You're not a creep after all.
Whatever the technique is, I got you there.
Hey, do you guys have kids together?
We have four kids together, yes.
The four kids know this story.
The oldest one does. The oldest one is grown out of the house now, and he's very aware of it because he overheard it in a drunken storytelling night with some friends.
Ah, so you did not tell him directly. He just overheard you say it.
No. I wouldn't bestow that upon my kids.
Yeah. They don't want to know.
It is their mom.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alice. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hello, my friends. How are you?
Hola. We're doing well.
Okay, so would you like to hear my story now?
Absolutely.
No. Hold on. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I got to get ready. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a nudist.
All right.
I have been a nudist most of my life. I'm also from New Orleans. But anyway, I can tell you about the first time I went to a nudist resort.
All right.
That I saw. Okay. It was a beautiful place, nestled in the woods, private. You have to drive through this windy road to get to the main gate, get to the gate, take off your clothes, and you drive back in. And the very first person I saw was a beautiful woman of about 450 pounds.
Okay.
And she was beautiful. And all she was wearing was flowers in her hair. And that's my very first person I saw naked in a nudist resort.
Now, what you said, you had to take off your clothes at the gate?
Yes. Once you go in, yes.
Seems to me like Louisiana would be a tough spot. Mosquitoes, alligators.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't in Louisiana at the time.
Okay. Because to me, I'd be like, I'm not walking in this swamp naked.
No, that's a bad idea.
No.
All the way around.
Well, I've done that by accident, but no.
So are you still doing the nudist thing?
Absolutely, and I'm 68.
All right, well, where can you go
most of my life?
If you're a nudist, right, and you know, because it's a limited number of you to do this, so if you live in a general area, do you just kind of get to know everyone else that's a nudist?
There is nudist resorts all over them. Okay, I'm a member of the American Association for Nude Recreation.
All right.
And there are resorts all over the country. In fact, there's one on top of Tiger Mountain.
Yeah, I know about that. Where do you keep your card? Yeah. I mean, if you're naked.
Prove that you're a member. I mean, how do you prove that?
To carry my purse.
You really don't have to prove anything. I just happen to be a member to cut back on some of the costs to get into the different places that I like to go.
Do you know that group Circle Spot up on top there? Because someone... basically someone who was coming down the mountain when I was climbing up it one day said, hey, man, just so you know. And by the time I got up there, it had been dismissed. And people were walking back down. But that was when I first learned that was up there. Because it's like almost it's almost at the peak of the mountain. Not really the peak, but the Tiger Mountain
Trail peak. I'm sorry, sir. I can barely hear you. I'm on the ferry, and I can barely hear you.
That's all right.
What did you say?
It's just saying it's at the top of the mountain, which I would say, like, do you feel like doing all that hiking just to take off your clothes? Like, why can't you do it at a lower location?
They have AA meetings up there. They have all kinds of stuff in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. I've been, the resort that I'm talking about is above Spokane. And it's beautiful. And so when you get out, there's an outside swimming pool. It's an Olympic-sized swimming pool. It's wood heated. There are showers everywhere for, you know, to get into the shower. All outside. It's a family resort.
How about when you're like when you're eating? I mean, do you put your clothes on? Is there any time that you are not naked, or is it just naked the whole time?
No, you're naked the whole time.
Okay.
The only thing that's required is you carry a towel with you because you sit on a towel. That is required.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. I don't know, man. It's something about eating naked. Like, I don't care if you're naked, but it was like hot soup. I mean, I'm not risky.
I'm in a chow line, and, you know, like, right. Whatever the deal is. Whoever's scooping the thing out, getting the whole view. I just wondered if that was.
Yeah. How about you? Eating naked still seems odd.
It would be weird to me anyway, but just like I said, mostly hot food. You know, so like a pepperoni pizza and a hot ass piece of pepperoni falls down. That's all. Like, guys, if you don't mind, I'm just going to cover my genitals while I eat hot food. That's all.
Soup.
A bit, right. Like chili, something like that. Like, that's all I'm asking.
You got to be careful, too. Like I was in a private hot tub with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had been dating for months, right? We know what each other looks like. But I might have smoked some marijuana.
All right.
Somewhere in the hot tub for a while. And, you know, you get hot. So you kind of sit up on the edge. And she's just dying laughing. And I'm like, what? And she's like, oh, those things are hanging low.
Oh, there's a hot tub.
What was your first experiencing another naked human? 206-803-RUN.
Hello down there.
Well, you know me. I'm like, what are you laughing at? You know what I'm working with. She's like, I've never seen him hang that low.
Got the rudder in the water, huh?
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Drop an anchor. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Almost out, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola. The first time caller of lifetime listener.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, okay, so back about 14 years old, my buddy lives in Windermere. We're a rich kid, rich buddy. He's 16, just got his license. He said, hey, do you want to see a beautiful naked girl? I said, of course I do. I'm 14. He said, all right, so let's go. We jump in this truck. He said, 10 minutes after 4, you're going to be seeing the prettiest naked girl you've ever seen in your life. We back down between his house and his neighbor's house down a boat ramp at about 5 after 4, and he says, don't say a word. White clockwork. The clock hits 4:10. A car pulls in. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So he goes, just shut up. Don't say a word. So we can see in the neighbor's window. She walks in about 2 minutes later, turns the light on. And this isn't one of those bathroom windows where you can't see. And you can see in. We watch for the next 5 minutes. The most beautiful blonde, soap up, take a full shower. I'm reliving it as I'm telling you. I mean, it was the most wonderful thing I'd ever seen in my life.
For only getting out of people today, apparently seeing someone naked in the shower might be the best way to see him. All right, we had a lady who called earlier. She's like, yeah, I was 13. I'm in my 40s now. He had a glistening white ass. This dude, most beautiful woman I've ever seen, it's the shower.
But it started with Miles in the shower with old dudes. Mm-hmm.
You know, story was staying corrected.
Not as glorious.
Yeah.
Maybe seeing the opposite sex.
That helps.
Yeah.
It goes a long way. I mean, for me. But yeah, Miles, you have the worst shower story today.
Well, that was the first time I'd been around naked people.
Sure. Lots of them.
Yes. What was your first experience seeing another naked human? 206-803-RUN.
I mean, my first public shower in a gym was probably 12 or 13, but I could still see that old dude bent all the way over scrubbing his butt.
Oh, man.
Nobody, I mean, Miles is right. They just don't care.
No, they don't.
Hello, Phil. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Well, my story isn't as crazy as everybody else's. So I know you guys only been here for like last 20 years or so, but do you remember the lusty lady back when I was up in the
Yes.
Day? Yeah, down what was that, on 2nd, kind of near the showbox?
Yeah, like, it's on that main, it was, like, on the main road right there. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember a whole lot. All I remember is just, like, there's a reason why that place was unique.
I don't know if I ever actually went in
there. I never went in there, but is that one of the places, like, you're in a booth and you put in the coin and the window opens and there's a woman in there dancing?
Yeah, and they had some attractive women, but there were also some other women there go, like, you know, sorry to say this, but they wouldn't be able to go anywhere else. Like, okay. that place, you know, catered to a certain type of clientele.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because you couldn't have, like, you don't go to a strip club, so you're going there.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different, right? The only other place I've seen that is like on the block in Baltimore.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, you know, you're 18, 19, 20, you know, you just turned of that age. You want to check it out. That's what my buddy and I did.
For sure.
Yeah. So,
I mean, look, also, you can't drink legally.
Right.
I mean,
I would give it a go too. And like, but the first strip club I went to was a place called The Block in Baltimore, and it's hit and miss. But as Ted was saying, depending on your finances, when you're young, you have fewer. You know, gentlemen, you can walk in here. We're like, cool. And you get what you pay for. You know, we were like, this is not awesome. It's like going to a zoo if all the animals had mange. You know, it's like, no, it's the same animals. They're just maybe not in the state that you wanted to see.
I'll tell you what, though, man. In the early 90s, late 80s, one of my roommates, one of my teammates, he's from Morristown, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is just east of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So I go home with him for a weekend. And the strip clubs are BYOB.
Mm-hmm.
And the strip club we went in did not card us. We did have a place where you could go and get beer, where Pete knew a buddy. And so we walked in there with like 12 packs of Milwaukee's Best Light or whatever it was. And I'm telling you right now, and I've been to some strip clubs that are a little bit more high end or whatever. The women in New Jersey at strip clubs, it was like being in the Playboy Mansion.
I can believe it.
I know that sounds crazy. It was a big hair era.
Sure, sure.
And all that crap. But I mean, like, I could not believe just how beautiful all those women were.
But New Jersey's not going to play
also
ugly,
I'm coming
man.
From West Virginia. Right. You know, anything's a step up.
Sure.
But this was one where I was just like, I cannot believe you could come here anytime you wanted to. Bring your own beer in. So you're free to pretty well tip.
Yeah.
Because you're not paying, you know, $5-6 for a drink or whatever the deal is. And also, you make friends with the other guys. You like, they have a bottle of Jack Daniels. Hey, man, give us 4 beers. We'll give you 3 or 4 shots.
Done.
By the time you're out of there, like, you made like 10, 15 new friends. Everybody's just trading booze. And every woman that came out, you're just like, oh, my God.
If you know anything about New Jersey, like, look, they're not going to play ugly. They're not.
No.
Right? I mean, just, and you can make fun of like Jersey Shore and all that, but it's kind of like, but that's how they roll, man. So if you're going to spend money to go to a strip club, like, it's going to be some good looking
people.
They
would doll up to go out. I mean, they would really do it up to go out. But they looked like they really did it up to strip, and they were naked.
Right.
Sure. You know what I mean? They looked dolled up, but they weren't. They were naked. It was just like, oh, my God.
I mean, when you wake up in the morning, her face is going to be on the pillow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The makeup.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you're like, oh. All
right. Okay.
Weird episode of Trolls.
That too. Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30, and we got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.